Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann. And this weekend, the Rugby Championship gets underway. Long-awaited series expected to be one of the most closely contested in many a year. The Springboks campaign gets underway with a match against the Old Foe New Zealand at the Imbombela Stadium in Nelspruit. Everyone's looking forward to it, including Muleki Ntsabo. He joins us on That Weekend Feeling today, a voice well-known to sports fans listening to Radio 2000 and Umhlobo Wenene. Mlu, thanks for your time. How's it going?
Thanks for having me, Darren. All good. Looking forward to a sporting weekend, that's all.
What do you reckon is going to happen at the Imbombela Stadium? Some people are predicting an easy win for the Springboks, which always makes me nervous because the All Blacks always turn up against us. It's the biggest rivalry in international rugby. The All Blacks haven't been in a great run of form, but you can never discount them, surely.
As an experienced broadcaster, Darren, and as someone who's passionate about the game, I think you know so well that the All Blacks, they like when having their backs against the wall. So I would not even take that comment so seriously because of how the rugby has changed in years gone by. The All Blacks like that little bit of pressure, and they don't need any motivation, especially when they're playing against the Springboks, their old foes, as you said. I think we're looking forward to a titanic clash tomorrow. I would like to think that it will be a different game from the series against Ireland. Same as for the Springboks, different ball game from the series against Wales. So two different teams in terms of their approach, but very effective and exciting rugby ahead.
The All Black coach, Ian Foster, seems under almost unprecedented pressure for a Kiwi coach to be under. He's made four changes for the match against the Box. If he should lose this weekend and also next weekend at Ellis Park, his position is going to come under increasing scrutiny and possibly even become untenable.
A lot of people, they've got names already.
Yeah.
That's how under pressure he has been, Ian. But he's a calm gentleman. I've seen him operating under those pressures, the pressure situation. But I do expect, to be quite honest, the All Blacks to come back because they are searching for certain combinations which they haven't really come to the fore at the moment. Yes, it's a new team, and also the disruption would have been losing his assistants not long ago. So trying to piece the puzzles at the moment couldn't have come at a better time, I think, because of the nature of this test match or the test series, as you have mentioned, those two home games for the Springboks. He is under immense pressure, and Scott Robinson is the name that has been bandied about, but I do not foresee that any changes. That would be a panic closer to the World Cup going to France.
One of the things that does impress me is if you run your eye over that Box squad, the number of experienced players we have, with more than 50 caps, for example. Look, at the other end of the spectrum, there are the Kirtley Aronses of this world who were just starting off on their international career. But that looks to be a pretty potent outfit.
It's a very decent outfit. You're right, Darren. But I would have taken everything to go with Cheslin Colby on the right wing. I think the All Blacks are going to target that. They don't know much about Kirtley Aronson. Mainly the All Blacks, when you are a little bit inexperienced in test rugby, they start using that high ball, which I think is going to be effective with Smith playing as a halfback. They're going to use that to try and test the back three of the South Africans. As you said, it's a decent side. Yes, I don't want to take anything away from the selection that they've made, but also there's a rigidness about it. I mean, we know what the front eight are going to do. Which Jasper Visser, number eight, that is coming through at the moment. I mean, he's won a championship or premiership in England with his club there. So he's tails up at the moment in the absence of the likes of Graham from Ireland. We've seen a little bit of him and Roos at the moment. Mm. But it's like almost the same game plan that they're going to be executing on the day. The All Blacks are going to expect that. But we need to hit them hard if we do that to make a statement up front.
Matches between the Old Foe often turn out to be extremely physical and confrontational. Keeping that in mind, an experimental law has been introduced, the 20-minute red card. What do you think of the law, and do you think it'll have any impact on the match on Saturday?
I think we've seen that, Darren, with the varsity card at the start. I would like to say that the South Africans are pioneers experimenting these rules and laws. And being taken by Sanza now, we've always complained. I think the purists would always like to see 15 against 15. Yes, 20 minutes is a lot. There's a lot of things that may change in terms of the score and how the game is going. But I do not think that would be too much. 20 minutes is enough to regain in terms of trying to fight back in the contest. But it's a rule that I'm looking forward to see. I'm not too sure if that sort of give the coaches and the players a bit of a hand breakdown to say, you can have a go, and we'll have 20 minutes like we used to have 10 minutes in yellow cards and then regain our players back. I don't think any player would go with the intention of trying to hit others and break the laws to try and get a red card so that they can come back again. So, yeah, but it's very interesting. But I think also it gives enough strength as well for the other team. Instead of playing a whole game, 14 players against 15 or 13 against 15, there's a mismatch there.
We're focusing on the Springboks and the All Blacks, but when it comes to the Rugby Championship, we shouldn't discount the claims of Australia and even Argentina. Argentina had a good series win over Scotland. The Aussies may have lost against England, but they seem to be getting things together.
They are. They won against England, against all odds, in the first test match, where they had 13 men, and they finished that test rugby. Obviously, a lot of people were complaining about how the poor standard of the rugby that was played in that first test. But the second test match, England came to the party. You could see that Australia are starting to believe in themselves, but also England were just too powerful in terms of the series. But I could see that there were improvements here and there. As you said, but Argentina, they don't need any motivation. If they play international rugby, they sing that national anthem, that blue and white hoops. It just changes everything. So I expect another cracker there between those two. I can't predict, but I think Australia should be able to take care of that test match.
Just slightly off topic, Lou, I'd be interested in your opinion on this. Thoughts on the South African clubs or franchises going to the Northern Hemisphere and the United Rugby Championship, ditching Super Rugby. Early thoughts on that? Has it been a good idea? Is it working for us? Is it for the overall good of the South African game? What do you make of it?
It didn't look good at the start, let's be honest, Darren. It was during this COVID-19 at the time. You could see different styles of rugby, but there was golf in class in terms of the adaptation. Those European clubs playing at home, they were a class above the South Africans. But you would like to think that they went back to the drawing board and trying to assess where they were as compared to playing in the Southern Hemisphere against Australia and New Zealand, and also going up to Japan and Argentina. So the change was there in terms of trying to adapt. But we like the look of the Stormers, aren't we? I mean, we've been shouting for the Stormers since 1999 when they had that breakthrough season when they went to the finals of Super Rugby back in the day. So to revive their hopes of their rugby, and especially with no stars at all on paper, it gives a bit of hope, and I'm sure the Bulls will be watching that. Obviously, the Lions and the Cheetahs playing in a league below that, they'll be looking with keen eye. The Sharks, of course, would have been disappointed with their season. But as you said, in terms of the style, in terms of improvement of our rugby, I think playing our 2023 Rugby World Cup in France might give us a slight advantage. when you compare to New Zealand, Australia and Argentina.
I would be inclined to agree with you there. Where I don't agree, and let the record show, that while Lou's very happy, the Stormers are doing well. I am more of a Sharks man myself. We haven't had a great season, but on the whole, I like to see South African sides doing well, which I'm sure you do as well. Okay, Lou, we've danced around the issue for long enough. Nail your colours to the mast. Give me a prediction. Box against the All Blacks at the Mbombela Stadium tomorrow. What's the final score?
Springboks by five.
I'll take you Springboks by six. One better. And I hope we get the result right. It's been a pleasure having you on that weekend feeling. Nuleki and Tsabo. Hopefully it won't be too long before we catch up again. Have a great day.
Keep well, Darren. Cheers.
That was that weekend feeling with Darren Mann.